reports that the Trump administration is working on a new nuclear weapons policy that would end post-Cold War disarmament efforts and allow Washington to expand its nuclear arsenal should come as no surprise. During the Obama administration, a program of nuclear modernization that would cost $1 trillion over 30 years was announced. That comes out to more than $30 billion per year, enough to help make public higher education tuition-free for the foreseeable future. It's obvious that that amount of money could be put to many other constructive uses. Forgetting about the cost of such a program, how does it enhance U.S. national security? As it is, the U.S. has near parity in nuclear warheads, with about 7,000 each, far surpassing the number of the other nuclear powers combined. Both the U.S. and Russia can destroy the world many times over with their current arsenal, modernized or not. So what purpose does the new nuclear buildup have? For one, the Russians will feel that they have to respond in kind, initiating a new nuclear arms race, which neither country can well afford. This makes the military-industrial complex happy, as they will be getting billions in new contracts. But the bill is being footed by the U.S. taxpayer, while the U.S. national debt continues to rise at an ever-accelerating pace. But U.S. politicians, while decrying deficit spending, indulge in it on an annual basis as they can print more money and sell more bonds to finance the debt that's incurred. At least that's how it's been financed to date. But more importantly, there's a shift into a policy that will make the use of nuclear weapons more feasible. Smaller, low-yield tactical nuclear weapons will be deployed that could be used for surgical nuclear attacks. Weapons of that sort can be used to take out an adversary, mitigating the threat of an all-out nuclear exchange. The U.S. has never hesitated to use or contemplate using nuclear weapons. The U.S. has never pledged not to use nuclear weapons for a first strike capability. During the Obama administration, the U.S. said that it would use nuclear weapons only in extreme circumstances to defend the vital interests of the United States or its allies and partners. Given Trump's rhetoric and temperament, it can be assumed that he would be more willing than not to have a broad interpretation of what constitutes the vital interests of the United States or its allies and partners. A case in point is a volatile situation on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. either already has or will soon have the ability to use low-yield tactical nuclear weapons to take out the North Korean regime. Given U.S. nuclear doctrine that allows for a first strike capability and proposes to enhance the capabilities of its nuclear arsenal, countries such as North Korea and Iran are under increased threat and have a sovereign right to defend themselves with a nuclear deterrent if they so decide. It may be asked, what gives the U.S. the right to defend and protect its vital national interests while denying it to others? As things now stand, the world will be on the edge of a nuclear apocalypse for years to come.